You co-wrote a bunch of songs with Prince as well.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right.
So what are some of the songs that that you co-wrote?
I co-wrote the song Dirty Mind off the Dirty Mind album, which is the third album.
Absolute classic.
And the song Computer Blue off of Purple Rain. 17 Days, which is a B-side.
One of my favorite B-sides of all time, by the way.
Yes. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, thanks. The song America off of, I think that was off of Parade. Am I right?
Around the World in a Day.
Oh, it's off of Around the World in a Day. Yeah, see, that's how bad I am even remembering that song. And then the song, It's Going to Be a Beautiful Night on Sign of the Times.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm excited to see you again. We're going to be playing together in July on Long Island.
Yep, July 23rd. And looks like right after that now we'll be playing at Infinity Hall again in Hartford right after the next night.
Oh, awesome.
That just came in. Yeah, that booking came in yesterday. And then we'll be down in Peachtree, Georgia the night before we come up to Long Island to work with you.
Okay.
So that's going to be an interesting little weekend.
Yeah. The Purple Experience, yeah. You guys, you know, sound fantastic. And Marshall is just so talented too, you know, in his interpretations of Prince. It's
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's lucky to have him. We couldn't do without him, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody on Prince's level to be able to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he definitely handles everything quite well.
Yeah. Mike's and I don't even know if we're allowed to tell the story, but Mike's and I were reminiscing off air before about the story you told us when we were at that Thai restaurant with the plane and the arrest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can tell that story. That's, you know, that's out there. That was the thing where I thought we should have a bullhorn on stage. Like, you could do it like use a bullhorn as a stage prop. And when I saw one on one of the planes we were traveling in during the Rick James tour, one of our earliest tours as an opening act, where we were out there with Rick James, and we were on the plane getting ready to take off, and I saw the emergency equipment in the overhead bin, and I said, "Prince, there's a bullhorn in here." He goes, "Let's get it, grab it, see if you can stick it in your bag." And I went, "Oh, we better not do that." "Oh yeah, don't worry about it, just grab it, you know." And I went, "Okay." I took it, tried to get it in my carry-on. It was too big. So then we went back. I carried it back to our guitar player, Des Dickerson. I said, "Des, you got room for this?" In the meantime, you know, everybody on the plane is watching me do this, you know.
Yeah.
It's like just ridiculously stupid. And then apparently one of the flight attendants saw the shenanigans and went and told the pilot. So next thing you know, the pilot comes out of the cockpit and goes, "All right, it's come to our attention that somebody has taken some emergency equipment on the plane, and we need you to know that it is a federal offense to do such a thing, and you better turn it over immediately, whoever you are." So then the stewardesses knew that, you know, possibly Prince or I had taken it, so they came up to us and said, "Do you guys have it?" And we said, "Nope." And they go, "Well, who does?" And then Des raised his hand, and then he was forced to give it back at that point. And Prince, of course, you know, he stepped up to the plate immediately. He said, "Look, it was my idea." And I said, and his, he pointed at me, of course. So they arrested us on the spot and took us off the plane to the Memphis security holding area in the airport.
Yeah.
And then they called the Memphis police from downtown Memphis, and they came into the airport and arrested Prince and I and handcuffed us together and took us to the downtown Memphis jail.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, yeah. They held us, and they were awaiting word to see if the pilot wanted to press charges. And, of course, our tour manager is freaking out. He's, like, with us, and the rest of the band had to take off on the airplane without us.
Yeah.
So we're in Memphis, headed to Huntsville, Alabama, that day to play with apparently our tour manager managed to convince them not to press charges, that we're just kids, you know, playing a prank, and hey, come on, don't take it so seriously now.
Yeah.
And they did. They dropped the charges, but then one of the stipulations was we would never be allowed to fly on North Central Airlines ever again. Of course, North Central got bought out by Northwest a few years later, and then we know that Northwest eventually became Delta Airlines now. But
and they hopefully didn't carry that over, right?
No, it didn't. It didn't last very long. But the band, the Prince band from North Central Airlines. Oh my goodness. Those are the days, huh?
That is great.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to see you again.
Yeah.
And
me too.
You know, our thoughts and everything go out to you, and you know, you're amazing.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Our thoughts go out to you. You know, we love you a lot, man. You're amazing. Big hugs.